This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Turkish American Cultural Society of Colorado will hold a vigil tonight at 6 p.m. in Denver's Washington Park. The gathering will focus on donations and honoring those lost in recent earthquakes. Lakewood resident Behan Maybach was born in Turkey and helped with rescue efforts during an earthquake in 1999. She says it changed her values.
At the moment of the ultimate destruction, I realized there is nothing more important than love in this world and being able to work as a group based on love and help.
More than 40,000 people have died in Turkey and Syria since the earthquake struck earlier this month. Xcel Energy customers could get refunds for months of delays in solar power connections to their homes. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The company says it's working through a backlog of applications from Coloradans who want to turn on new home solar panel systems. Some have waited months for the utility to connect them to the electric grid. Xcel blames the delays on a surge in applications and issues with contractors. The state's Public Utilities Commission said it would consider asking Xcel to refund customers for missed energy credits if it doesn't speed up its connection process. The company says it's hoping to clear the backlog by mid-March. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers want to study whether a type of charcoal could be used to plug deserted oil and gas wells. The substance is called biochar, and the hope is that putting carbon-rich biochar into defunct oil shafts will trap that carbon underground. This is CPR News.